Remember. Always. The ancient words call to us. Remember.
Remember his words, his example, the way that he loved. Remember. We remember his death because in it is the call to remember our own death, the one that we deserved, the one that he took in our place. We tell the story again and again because in its retelling, we rejoice in our restoration and we proclaim his victory over death.
Now he who sits upon the throne says, "Behold, I make all things new. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The dwelling of God is with men. Death shall be no more."
Yes, we remember the way of the cross, where the past ends and forever begins.
Once you've encountered the Master, how could you ever forget?
We will remember.
We will remember. We will remember. We will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness.
We will remember.
We will remember. We will remember the works of your hands. We will stop
and give you praise.
And give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness. With signs and wonders, you've shown your power. With precious blood, you showed us your grace. You've been our helper, our liberator, the giver of life with no end. We will remember. Of your hands, we will stop
and give you praise,
for great is thy faithfulness. When we walk through
life's darkest
valleys, we will look back at all you have done. Shout,
our God is good,
and he is the faithful one. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to the one from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to the one whose glory has been shown. We will remember, we will remember, we will remember the works of your hands. We will stop and give you praise, for great is thy faithfulness.
I still remember the day you saved me, the day I heard you call out my name. You said you loved me.
Ooh,